Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. We are in charge of our own lives and how we spend our time. You should never do something you don't want to do. Life is incredibly short. If it doesn't feel right to do something, then you have permission to not do it. Who cares what other people will think? Shannon Kaiser. Hip hip hello and welcome back to episode 4 of my Coffee Talk podcast. For today's coffee talk, I hope you all have a jacked up cup of joe because we're going to get into all that is kicking ass, achieving goals, and just really kind of going after life. Not kind of, you know what? Just truly, honestly going after life. Also, today's coffee talk marks one full month since we've begun this coffee talk podcast, which is so freaking exciting. I hope you guys have been enjoying all of the episodes so far. And I'm digging that these go out on Monday because I feel like they're such a good way to just like start off the week. So cheers. I'm currently holding up my mug in hopes of metaphorically cheersing you guys right now to one full month of Coffee Talk podcasts. Pretty cool. So obviously goal setting and accomplishing our, you know, aspirations is one of my favorite topics if you guys haven't already noticed, because it's something that I honestly tend to make a lot of videos about it. I tend to do a lot of blog posts about it. And it solely stems from the fact that it's something that I think I try to focus on a lot in my own personal life. I find that I used to be somebody that felt like I was a bit of a floater, that I didn't have much drive or passion towards things. And it was from there that I found that setting goals and focusing on them and going after them, that's kind of where I became a lot more driven in life and just felt more of a sense of purpose within myself. Even reading the title of this coffee talk gets my body buzzing to jump up and just get to work on anything. But before we can get feeling all zapped and inspired, let's dive into exactly what it takes to start kicking ass and getting things done. So first things first, we have to establish what goals actually align with the things that we're trying to manifest and what ones are just ideas that we enjoy. When I was reading the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a by Mark Manson. In that book, he talks a lot about how we tend to like the idea of things versus what it actually takes to accomplish and go after something. The example that he used is there are people that might dream of becoming Olympic athletes, but they don't want to put in the hard work or determination that it takes to wake up at 5 a.m. and train 4 hours a day and, you know, eat super, super lean and do all the things that it actually takes to build yourself up into becoming an Olympic athlete. So though we like the idea of it, we might not actually want to align our life with it because of the problems that come along with said goals. So for that reason, I feel like it's super important to first establish the types of goals that we truly want to manifest in our life, because it isn't just about the goals, it's about the problems that come with goals, because problems are going to be something that we all have. Everybody has problems, no matter what you do. Even when you solve one problem, it usually creates another problem. That's also an example from that book where he talks about how, let's say, for instance, that you want to start getting healthier. So to solve that problem, you decide to go to the gym. But then you kind of create another problem because you have to find a way to the gym, or you have to find a gym to go to. You have to find workouts that you can do at that gym. So when you look at life that way, it kind of sounds pessimistic, but truly it's not. It's becoming a little bit more realistic in the fact that no matter what, we're always going to have problems. There is no fantasy life where no problems exist. You just have to find goals that bring you the kind of problems that you like to solve. For instance, an example from my own personal experience is doing things like this podcast and creating videos and working on my blog and working on Co's. Those are things that, even though I tend to stress out about them sometimes and they create a lot of problems in my life, I try to always be aware that these problems are problems that I genuinely enjoy, and I'd rather have these problems than the problems of a job that I didn't love or the problems of hobbies that I wasn't truly into. So finding what you're actually into and finding what you want to align your life with will give you not only the goals that you're looking to accomplish, but the problems that you're willing to take to get to those goals. An easy way to do this is to ask, when formulating goals, tasks, and to-dos, how they make you feel rather than how they're going to make you look or how the idea of them looks to you. So when you're writing down a goal that you have, ask yourself why it's a goal for you. Is it because you like the thought of being an Olympic athlete or, you know, a published writer? Or is it because training and seeing how far your body goes or really pushing yourself is what really gets you kind of fired up inside? Or is it because writing is the fastest and most therapeutic way for you to release your soul or for you to release your emotions? I think that when we become more aware of the way that our goals make us feel rather than just how the aesthetic look or what it might mean or the way that we'll be able to brag about accomplishing those goals, that kind of realigns us with the actual goals that we should be going for versus the ones that we're going for the wrong reasons. And establishing this is obviously really important because, I mean, I'm a little bit too obsessed with time, but when you think about it, the flash of light that we are here on this earth, why waste it going after something that isn't truly a part of who you are or isn't your best self? So I think establishing goals that truly align with our souls and that truly align with who we are and come from a very, very good place is the fastest way to not waste our time going after things that don't actually align with us and put our time and utilize our time into the things that are going to make us feel most aligned with the earth, aligned with ourself, and aligned with the universe. Another way to do this is to figure out your intention from life. What are the things that you're striving for? Do you strive to create something? Do you want to accomplish a new skill? Do you want to step outside of your comfort zone? Do you want to tackle a big obstacle in your life? Or if we're being totally honest, and I have done this multiple times, is the intention to just kind of look cool or make other people happy? I think this can even boil down to what we decide to do after high school. There's a lot of us that may feel pressure from our parents to go after one certain avenue because that's what they want for us. Or a lot of the time, we don't even realize, but we've set goals or we've set dreams in our life that actually come from a secondary source and not truly from who we are and what we want. So when you ask your intention from the goals that you're trying to strive for, it gets you very clear on why you're setting these goals and why you kind of want to go after them. And when you're clear on your intentions, it makes it easy to also stick to these goals because how many times have you set a goal, set a dream, and then you fall off and you totally forget about it, and then all of a sudden, 4 months goes by, 6 months goes by, a year's gone by, and you've just completely given up on all hope of that goal. I think when you set intentions and you ask yourself why, you figure out why it is you're going after these things, anytime you feel your inspiration flicker, every time you feel your motivation dip, you set back to that attention and you think, okay, this is why I wanted to do this. And your intention should get you freaking fired up. Your intention should make you want to jump out of bed, maybe not every single morning, but at least crawl out of bed and be like, even though I'm exhausted, even though I am tired, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go after this because my intention is more important than my laziness, or my intention is more important than taking the easier way out. We have to filter out the goals that don't actually serve us or our lives in order to make room to focus and haul ass on the goals and tasks that are truly meant for us. The ones that are going to make us feel so good to our core, the ones that are going to constantly make us grow as individuals and as human beings, and the ones that are going to make us feel happiest in our life. Because when you go after things that you are passionate about and you set really true and honest intentions, you're naturally going to feel happier. You're going to feel more aligned. You're going to feel more synergy from your life. And because of that, you're going to turn around and spread that energy around you. You're going to spread that energy to the stranger that you see on the street. You're going to spread that energy with kindness when you're, you know, stuck in a traffic jam or you're getting your latte from the barista, because your life is more aligned, so you don't feel that overwhelming stress and anxiety or pressure because you know that you have an intention, you have a goal, and you're striving towards it, which just makes it easier for you to be a happier person in this life. It's kind of common sense. And so you might be thinking now, okay, well, I do have a goal and I do have a good intention. So why do I feel that pressure? Why do I still feel stressed? Why am I still unaligned or unhappy? And I'm going to tell you right now, that probably stems from an expected outcome. The next thing you need to do after establishing what your goals are and what your intentions are, or maybe you already had those goals and intentions, you know, set, you need to ditch the expected outcome. Obviously, when we set goals, it's the idea of what the outcome that those goals may bring us that keeps us feeling fueled and wanting to work hard. But sticking too heavily or too strongly to that outcome and attaching yourself to it can sometimes keep us from the reality of staying open and flexible or enjoying the actual journey that leads us to our goals. Because if you make your goal your end destination, then in a way you're almost telling yourself, like, I will only be happy when I accomplish this goal. And that is going to make your life flash so fast. It's also going to make you super irritable. It's going to make you impatient and unhappy. You have to be able to enjoy the journey. You have to be able to be flexible with the outcome, and you have to be open-minded to the fact that even if you don't end up accomplishing this exact goal, it might lead you to somewhere else or another avenue in life that you wouldn't have walked down had you not initially set this intention or set this exact goal. I feel like I've said goals so many times in this podcast already that if you guys were drinking every single time I said goal, you would be completely lit right now. So we need to ditch our expected outcomes. We need to stop telling ourselves that the only way we're ever going to be happy is once we actually accomplish these goals or, you know, do it in the way that we initially expected. There's a lot of times too that we might actually accomplish our goals, but in a completely different way than we initially set out to do. For instance, I mean, something that I used to struggle with a lot was being a lot more open and honest about, you know, my deep, sappier, soul-like feelings. And it was a big goal of mine to kind of be more open and honest about those things. And it was a goal of mine to be more confident in the way that I looked at life and more confident in sharing my perspective on things. And I didn't even realize that in kind of setting that goal or intention, I found that through writing, and I didn't even realize I was doing it at the time. So staying open-minded to the ways that we can actually accomplish our goals and the ways that we can get the things that we want out of life will leave us feeling happier. It will leave us feeling more vibrant, and it'll also bring your life a lot more flavor, because when you stay open-minded to the different ways and different avenues you can take to get to certain destinations, you end up having a bit more of a variety of life experience, and you end up having a lot more sparks of creativity or inspiration in areas that you would have overlooked had you just been so dead set on making it to your goal. So set your eye on the prize, but stay aware of the many other gifts and the many, you know, surprise hidden places that you can find little pockets of good energy and inspiration and motivation along the way. And then once you've kind of established what it is you want to go after and the types of things that you're looking to aspire for and cultivate into your life, my next step would be to surround yourself with your goals, because when you do that, it makes it so much easier for you to manifest those things into your life. I'm a big believer of the law of attraction, so I think that when you put out good energy and you surround yourself with the things that you're trying to attract into your life, those things kind of come easier because you're opening up a wider pathway for them to get to you faster. Does that make sense? So for instance, I really, really dig dream boards and inspiration boards. I wouldn't even call them necessarily dream boards, but I like to keep the fish wire thing that I hang. I like to keep it full of imagery and pictures that spark inspiration, that align with the things that I'm trying to manifest in my life, and that kind of show some sort of imagery towards the goals and the things that I want to acquire in my life. And I think that that's important because when I see those things and when I'm surrounded by those things, it's easier for me to stay in that good energy. It's easier for me to stay inspired and motivated and vibrant because everything around me breathes that inspiration and everything around me is vibrant and everything around me kind of syncs with the energy that I'm trying to go after. And so once you've established what your goals are, whether it is to get into university or to, you know, get your PhD, it could be to even just get your motorcycle license, learn how to swim, learn how to play the guitar. The limit on the goals that we can set is there is no limit, truly, honestly. So once you've established the types of things that you do want to accomplish in your life, surround yourself with it. Even if your biggest goal, and this is one of my biggest goals, is to be a mom, I think that you don't necessarily have to run off and get pregnant. I think that, you know, becoming a dog mom or even getting a fish, just little things like that, that you get to kind of practice that energy and you get to have a little piece of it and work towards it or take a step closer to it without, you know, jumping off and going a little above and beyond too fast and too early in life. That was a really bad example, but just to give you guys an idea of what I mean. It could even be that you want to eventually own a house one day. If you want to own a house, which is something I even want to do one day, it's not just about getting to that point where you're buying the house and you're suddenly, that's it, there you are. I think along the way, respecting the place that you already live in even if you're just in a bedroom right now, if you're sharing a dorm with somebody, I think even just respecting the space you're in now is showing the universe and showing the world that I'm serious about this, that one day I really do want to own a house and one day I really do want to have it decorated just the way I wanted. And I want it so bad that in a way I'm aligning with it now by respecting the space I'm in right now and decorating the space I'm in right now the way that I like to and in ways that makes me feel good and inspired and that show that I am trying to align with this thing that I want later on in life. So to sum up everything we've basically spoken of so far, number one is getting clear on the goals that we're trying to go after. Number two is setting the intentions that we have for those goals and realizing why we want those goals. And then number three is surrounding ourselves with the good energy and surrounding ourselves with things that will help us manifest our goals faster, aka literally just putting that good energy out there. And so with that, I'm going to go warm up my cup of Joe. So I'm going to leave you guys here with a little bit of a mid-roll break, but I will be back to discuss more on how to kick ass and achieve everything that you want in your life.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Back. So when it comes to going after our goals, accomplishing the things that we want in our lives, and just ultimately, you know, totally kicking ass, I think the next important thing to do is to show up for yourself. You have to want your goal more than you want the things that are easy or comfortable. I know that it could be super easy for me to sleep in just a little bit longer in the mornings, but getting up just that extra 30 minutes early to do a little bit of yoga flow makes me feel better and it helps me get closer to my goal of ultimately becoming the yogi of my dreams. This, in a way, is showing up for yourself. Doing the things that it takes to get to that goal, even if they seem minuscule, even if they're daunting tasks, even if they're just annoying tiny little things that you have to do, showing up for yourself doesn't only just show the universe that you're serious about your goals, but it also shows yourself. I feel like we are so hard on ourselves and we tend to, you know, kind of beat ourselves up a little bit and think that we're not worthy or think that we're not able to achieve the things that we want in our lives. And so when we kind of ditch that voice and we ditch our excuses and we ditch the things that make us feel comfortable and keep us in our safe zones, and we step outside of them to push ourselves just a little bit and do the things that we want to do without the drama of being like, oh, woe is me, I'm so tired, or oh, woe is me, I can't get up 30 minutes early because blah, 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 insert excuse here. I think when we ditch that side of our brain, which isn't a necessarily bad side of our brain, it's all of us have it, all of us want to do that. We all tend to play the victim card every now and then. It's okay. As long as we're aware of it, we can catch it and get rid of it so that we can actually show up for ourselves without any drama and just do what we need to do to get our goals done and then ultimately feel a sense of pride within ourselves that doesn't come from, like, you know, a place of gloating or pride. It comes from just a genuine contentment and almost like a genuine sense of self-love that it's like, wow, I'm actually really happy that I did that today. Like, that was cool of me. I'm going to do that again tomorrow. If it's something that you really want, you'll somehow find the time, the energy, the necessities, anything you need to go after the goal. And if you can't, then it's a sign that you're either staying way too close-minded or attaching too much to the outcome, or maybe that the goal isn't really for you. Because when you think about it, you only have one life. You only have one life that we know of on this earth, and with that amount of time, you can spend it doing the things that make you feel fiery, that make you feel good, that make you feel like the most yourself and the most happiest in this life, or you can spend it coming up with excuses as to why you can't do those things, even just as to why you don't have the time or the means to be able to do the things that you want to do. Even that in itself is attaching too much to an outcome or attaching too much to the idea of a goal versus finding ways or getting creative with ways that you can maybe find a new avenue to manifest that goal, but just in a different way. For instance, I'm going to use yoga because what else is new? But let's say you wanted to become a yogi, but in your head, you're like, I don't have time to get up early. I don't have the money to go to a yoga class. You don't have to necessarily get up early. You don't have to necessarily pay for yoga classes. You could do your own yoga stretches after work or even on your lunch break and just do yoga videos off of YouTube. It's just becoming creative and finding ways to find pockets of happiness and joy. And not only that, find pockets of motivation and inspiration to go after the things that make you feel good inside rather than finding excuses as to why you can't. If it's something you really want and if it's something that truly aligns with who you are, you'll find the time. You'll find the means. You'll find the energy. Look at it as a bit of an obstacle or a puzzle to find a way to work the things that you want into your life. Rather than telling yourself that you can't, realize that you can. You just might have to get creative with finding the ways to do it. And that can be fun. I mean, ultimately, there's no reason why it has to be stressful. We shouldn't add any more unnecessary stress to it. Just try to have fun with it and open your mind up to the different ways and different possibilities that you could bring or manifest those things towards you. Which also leads me into the fact of taking a break. Every now and then, I think it's super important to take a break from that pressure that we've been talking about this pretty much this whole time of, okay, goal, 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 goal. I need to get after this goal. I need to go after this, you know, dream that I have. I think every now and then too, it's important to take a break because ultimately that's going to help us get to our goals faster. If we stop the constant pressure of go, 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 we ultimately take away the burnout that comes with that. And so taking a break, detaching our focus to recharge our batteries is so, 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 so important in order to come back with fresh eyes and fresh energy and make it even more fun. And also the motivation will just flow more easily. I find for me, anytime I travel, that's a big break for me because when I'm at home and when I'm in my apartment in Toronto, I'm really, really, really bad actually for taking breaks. I find that when I'm at home, I'm in such a routine and because I work from home, that's all I do. I just work. I work and I work and I work and my head's usually down on my laptop until the late hours of the night. And I mean, I think that it also comes from the fact that I'm super passionate about what I do. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but that's why I love traveling because anytime I travel, I go away from my routine and I step outside of it and I break from that kind of, you know, head down focus on the things that I'm trying to accomplish. And so whenever I come back from a trip, I just feel so refreshed. And not only that, I feel like I have a whole new perspective and I just have fresh eyes on everything that I'm trying to go after that I suddenly find inspirations and I find new creative ways to go after things or kind of creative spins on something that I kind of hit a dead end with before. And so taking a break, even if it's just to go meet up with friends for coffee or, you know, taking a weekend where you don't push yourself to get a million things done or you don't push yourself to go see everybody or make everybody happy, finding your own ways to take a break and detach from that constant drive towards a goal is ultimately actually going to help you get to that goal faster because burning out and feeling exhausted and feeling tired will leave us with not only no energy to give other people, but also no energy to put into the life that you're trying to create for yourself. And another really important point too is to establish your priorities because priorities are really important. They're so different from our goals and our dreams and our ambitions because our priorities are what help us decide, okay, if you're trying to accomplish a magnitude of things in your life, which, hi, I'm right there with you. I have about 5,000 things that I want to try and do. All of us only have a certain amount of time. I think when you establish priorities, it makes it easy to take the stress out of, okay, I don't have enough time for all of this. When you figure out, you know, what are the top five priorities in your life? Like for instance, one of my top priorities will always be Bentley. And it's something that I am going to be completely, frankly honest with you guys. There was definitely a phase of my life where I felt like I wasn't taking as good of care of him as I possibly could have, you know? Like we would take very short walks and he was obviously still taken well care of. Like he had all of his needs met, but I felt like he wasn't the happiest he could be. And it made me realize that I'm spending so much time working that my dog isn't living his best life the way that I'm trying to even go off and live my best life. But I'm also so stressed and unhappy that I'm not doing it either. So I think establishing our priorities and figuring out what is most important to you, what are the pillars that hold up your soul? What are the pillars that make you who you are? Put those things at the top. Let it be family. Let it be the people that you love, let it be, you know, a sense of community or just kindness or whatever it is. Find out what your priorities are and put them in order. That way, when you're trying to accomplish a lot of things at once, you can ask yourself, okay, what should I focus on first? And then hit that priority list and see what comes first. And always hit those top priorities first, no matter what. Because at the end of the day, if you tend to neglect the things that are actually most important to you or the people that are most important to you, you'll end up losing them and you'll end up having a life where you're chasing a goal, but then you're ultimately alone and left with no one to enjoy kind of like the fruits of your labor. You know what I mean? So I think establishing our priorities is so, so, so important. Our lives are going to be busy. We're trying to get daily meditations done and spending time with the people that we love and go after our dream careers and writing novels and doing yoga. And you know, can't forget that we have that birthday party on that day. And we can't forget that we have to do this that day. And it just becomes so overwhelming. So write up your priorities and then keep that organized list somewhere close by. And anytime you find yourself stuck or overwhelmed with the many things that you have to do and having no time to spare, just check out the list, you know? Don't be afraid to also put like a couple inspirational quotes at the bottom of that list for those times that you're feeling overwhelmed and overtired or just overworked, because even reading the list of things that are most important to you, along with a couple motivational "you've got this" quotes, is all it's going to take for you to feel that pump of energy to get right back out there kicking ass all over again. And then my last and final tip when it comes to kicking ass and achieving your goals is to realize what you're worth. Realize the things that you are actually capable of and be confident in who you are and what you are going after. Because when I think about the many times that I've fallen off of my, you know, my wave of motivation, inspiration, and getting things done, it usually comes from a place of self-doubt. It comes from suddenly feeling like I'm either not worthy of the things I'm going after, or I can't do the things that I want to do, or I'm not good enough. And that little bit of self-doubt will spread like wildfire and keep you so low and keep you so drained that you'll stop going after things in life and you'll stop feeling that high energy that comes from, like, you know, jumping out of bed and kicking ass like we've been talking about this whole time. Don't only just be easy on yourself, but be aware of the things that you've already accomplished in your life and trust that you can go after the things you want and you can accomplish the things you want, and you will if you kind of have your own back, be your own best friend, and get yourself there. Understand that you don't have to be showboaty or like gloating about it. You don't have to walk around with like your chest puffed out and your chin up in the air thinking that you're too good for the world. But I think that there is so much importance that comes from the way that we view ourselves and our perspectives on who we are, because a lot of the way that we interact with other people and a lot of the way that we interact with our own goals and our own dreams comes from the way that we interact with ourselves, whether it be in your mind, the things you think about yourself, the perspectives you've put on your life, or, you know, the excuses that you have. All of those things are so important, and they're little pulses of energy that seep their way into all the avenues of your life. So when you want to go after a goal and you want to accomplish things in your life, you have to pump yourself up, be your own cheerleader, and do it in a way that will make you realize that it's not about being the best. It's just about having fun and enjoying your life, because being the best wears off. There's always going to be someone better. There's always going to be someone worse. It doesn't matter who is the best, but it does matter how much you enjoy your life, because I think those are the real winners on this earth, are the people that are just ultimately waking up and enjoying their life no matter how simple or how complicated it is, because you get to choose. You have a choice in how you want to live your life. You get a choice in the types of things you do want to go after, or how complicated your life is, or how simple your life is. And so waking up, understanding the power that you have in the choices that you make, and then not only that, feeling good about the choices you make and feeling good about who you are is going to make not only kicking ass and achieving your goals so much more attainable, but it's going to make it so much more fun, and you're going to be a much happier person doing it along the way. So ultimately, no matter what it is in this life that you're going after, if it's something that you really truly want, stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for someone to tell you that you're worthy. Stop waiting for it to just happen and just brew it. Yes, I said brew it as in just do it like Nike, but brew it because coffee, because I mean, let's get real. This is a coffee talk. And so that is it for today's coffee talk. I hope you guys enjoyed. And hopefully this gave you that little bit of inspiration or spark of motivation that you needed to go after whatever it is you want to go after in this life. It could be traveling the world. It could be writing a book. It could be starting a YouTube channel. Heck, it could be starting a podcast. No matter what it is that you want to accomplish, you can totally do it. You can totally get there. You just have to believe in yourself, as lame and as gushy and as corny as that sounds, because it's true. We only do have one like lightning flash of moment of time on this earth. So why waste it, you know, living mundane lives that don't make us feel inspired or don't make us feel all like glittery inside? I'm talking so lame right now, but this is stuff that I get so geeky over, because I think that feeling that bit of inspiration and motivation and feeling that pulse of energy through your veins because you're just so passionate about life, I think that's truly living. I think that that's my version, at least, of truly living. And so this is a fun topic for me. So hopefully it was a fun topic for you guys too. Be sure to leave any feedback, requests for future coffee talks or anything like that in the comment section. And also, if you guys want to rate and review Coffee Talk, that would also be awesome. It helps me out a lot. And with that, I leave you guys here. I hope you guys all have an amazing week and you're starting your Monday off right. If you feel like it, feel free to tweet me, Instagram me, your guys' goals and stuff. This week I have many, many goals that I'm trying to accomplish. One of them being planning a meetup in Toronto, which I'm so, so excited about. So if you're listening to this and you're in the six, don't make any plans on May 26th. Holy crap, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, I'm going to go now because I'm just rambling. So I love you guys to the moon and back. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. And I'll see you guys next week, cup of coffee in hand, for another Coffee Talk podcast. Adios.